Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do, so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just gotta be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. How's everybody feeling? How are we doing? I want to get a sound check and make sure that you all can hear me nice and loud and clear in the blue room, as well as if you can hear me also on the phone lines. I will tell you, I did do a little check because I went back and listened. I'm glad that you all can hear, but it still feels like there's a little tweaking needed for the sound. So I'll be working on that. I'm not going to work on it during the show right now, but I wanted to come on with that. But peace and greetings, everyone. Oh, my goodness. How are we all feeling? How are we all doing? How are we all doing? How you feeling? Mm-hmm. We got some major, major, major energy for this month. Really for this whole entire year. Let's just go ahead and chalk it up and say for the rest of our lives. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But it's a little extra electric right now. It's a little more galactic right now. It's a little more, it's a little bit stronger right now at this moment. At least that's how I'm feeling. You all let me know how you're feeling about this energy that's coming in and what you can honestly feel within yourself. By the way, this is a great time to check in with yourself because we've moved through many different, I want to even say dimensions, portals this day. And literally, you've been traveling through several lifetimes today. So whether knowingly or unknowingly, your soul has given you little bits and pieces of your past lives, of things coming to the surface during today. And so you might have been feeling a lot of ascension symptoms because this truly is an upgrade if we can sort of harness this energy inside of us. So we're living in the times where it's so important that you listen to your body and that you also listen to your spirit. You use discernment when it comes to your understanding and even your actions and what's happening, and staying present as much as possible, as much as possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So welcome on in, welcome on in. We're gonna get in. I'm going to tell you a few things. We're going to talk about a couple of things, but I'm so glad to have you guys here. And yes, I am doing readings tonight. So you do want to get on the phone lines. I have been cracking up. I haven't had a chance to respond to all of your emails. I haven't had a chance to respond to all of your comments, but I just love you guys. I love our community. I love our soul group. So many of you have been on the phone lines and didn't know you had to press one. I didn't know that was a thing. But I'm so glad that I've been mentioning always for year after year after years, press one when you get on the phone line. So I'm so glad that you know that. I'm going to give out the phone number, the cosmic phone number, and then I'm going to give out some cosmic directions so you can find your way on over. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open. So let's start there. Cosmic directions, you're going to come on over to YouTube. And once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in
Blue, B-L-U-E, that's me. And then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, that's me as well. And that's going to get you tapped in. That's going to get you tapped in. And once you get to the Blue Room, the Soul Family, the stars, are in the building, the magic makers, and they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. Want to give a big shout out to the moderator in the building tonight. We got Mr. Dante on board. Want to give a big shout out to Lance as well and Lola Falana. They're going to be moderating the Blue Room tonight. So you're going to feel right at home. You're going to feel welcome. So let's get those likes up. By getting those likes up, we can let our Soul Family know how to find us. And they can know how to connect with us and they can know how to tap in. You know, we've been saying that, I've been saying that for years and years and years for us to be able to do that. This is really that time. Let's get those likes up so our Soul Family can find us, because clearly, you know, when I go back and I look at some of the data, which is really the frequency coming from, let's say, YouTube alone, more than 18,000, let me see, I can't remember, but it's like some crazy, crazy number, right? For just these days that we're in here, of views, more than 9,500 watch time hours. So you guys are tapping in. We just need to get the subscribers up. Let's kind of make that a part of our mission this year and kind of get the likes up, which we've been doing. I really love the pace that is authentic and real that we're growing at, because it is obviously catching on. We can see remnants of Planet Remix everywhere all over the planet. And that's a beautiful thing. So we want to get the likes up so our Soul Family can find us. And I know it's a little difficult right now because I've been kind of changing the time. I'm still, you know, just trusting this divine moment for Spirit to share when is going to be the time for us to go live on Planet Remix. Will we keep that reigning spot that I've had for more than 15 years a Friday night? And Sundays we've added in the last probably decade or some other times. So just, I'm staying open. I know you all are throwing in your cosmic votes and I've been hearing you. And so we'll definitely be checking that out. I see you, Era. Is that Era? A-K-Y. I think your name is Era 34. She said, Miss Blue looks like Regina King. I get that a lot. But I'm going to affectionately, because I love the sister, Regina King. I love her. But I will say, just because I'm a smidget, just a little, maybe about 1-2 step, a little older than her, I would say she looks like me. Because I was on the planet in this lifetime before her. But I'm honored, and I thank you all that she is so beautiful. So definitely take that one to heart. But I do get that a lot. People stop me and say, has anyone ever told you? And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know who you're going to say I look like. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our avatar over soul group, I would like to say, on the planet. And we do. I know we all are so unique, but we do have an oversoul group and avatars on the planet that come from you know, sort of similar soul backgrounds. And you can see that reflection on the planet, you know, where you will run into people that sort of have similarities. And you will also notice different attributes about yourself as well that is connected with certain beings on the planet. Star seeds, we all come in collectively. And then we also have different variations of that collectiveness coming in. And so I guess we went shopping before coming to Earth at the same galactic center to pick out our avatars, our facial avatars anyway. So welcome on in. Mm-hmm. No, that's a little different than a doppelganger. That reminds me, Sammy, I did an amazing show some years ago about doppelgangers. Doppelgangers are a little different, I feel, anyway. That's a little different than a doppelganger. A doppelganger is someone who is basically living the life you want to live. And I love her life, but that's not the life I want to live. There are some aspects of it, but not doing the work. That's not my calling. So I see that a little different. Like a doppelganger would be, let's say, for instance, you wanted to build a school and you wanted to build schools all around the world. And all of a sudden one day you're walking down the street and people keep calling you by a person's name. You don't know that person. They keep telling you, you look like that person. And then they say, you don't know who this person is. You sure you don't? They built a whole bunch of schools around the world. And when they were young, they wanted to do this. And now they're traveling in Italy. And these are all the things that you're working on doing. That's a doppelganger. Mm-hmm. Or that some people would call a doppelganger. Which it could be very different variations of that. But generally, a doppelganger is going to be one or two things. It's going to be a reflection, and I see it sometimes as a healthy reflection, that you run into someone that you have so many similarities with this person. But usually one of the doppelgangers have fulfilled more of what you're aspiring to do. Now, what I have understood this to be, you know, there was a special, and I talked about it on the show, where they had went around the world and found these people who looked alike. And when they got together, they had so many things in common. Like, it was a man and his wife. They moved from one part of England to some other country in Europe, and they ran into someone else. Their wives looked similar. They took similar paths in life. They had the same food taste. They had the same dislike taste in their lives as well, too. And then they found it with one girl. She had like five. They found five almost identical twins. But here's the crazy thing. When they did their blood tests and DNA, it showed that three of them were connected, like generation after generation after generation, like going back maybe five, six generations. One of them had no ties or connections when they did the so-called lineage test. I think things like that is interesting. I think it's fascinating. It's so much that we know about who we are. We're learning about who we are, and we're becoming to understand about who we are in our bodies, about how our body works. I personally think we'll figure out how our body works at the same time that we figure out how the universe works, because they're one and the same. I told you all a long time ago, we are astronauts in our bodies, traveling inside. Mm-hmm. Traveling. So the same things that are happening as above, so below, is happening as within, so without. That's happening inside of you. you know, so it's all sort of interconnected inside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. But welcome on in. I want to give out the phone number, 515-605-9794 is the number to call. If you're an international caller, press 1 when you get on the phone line. Or if you're a caller, you need to press 1. You need to press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And if you press 1 when you get on the phone lines, that's just going to let me know that you're on the phone lines and you wish to speak, and so that we can begin to talk. Lots of new people in the building. Let's get the likes up so the Soul Family can find us out there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, announcements. First of all, I just want to welcome you guys inside the Blue Room. We'll do some shots out. We're not going to be too long. I really want us to just touch in with this energy so we can do some live energy updates with each other and do some readings. I've been taking notes for a large portion of the day, but a big portion of the day I've been sort of resting, you know, meditating, and just kind of relaxing a little bit. And, you know, been outside for a big portion of the day, even though it is, this heat is on a whole nother level. But I'm not mad at it, you know, but been outside kind of talking to my trees and my flowers and all that good stuff outside, and just kind of getting an opportunity to get outside, a little bit of stretching, things like that, and checking in with you guys, checking your emails, reading your emails. Last show was a blast. I want to say thank you to everyone when I am channeling, but I'm telling you, one of the things when I first started to understand a lot about my specialty, and this was one of the things on my soul body, is Edgar Cayce. And he's also one of my soul guides. I've channeled him for years and years and years. And one of the first channels I received, you know, that was the question I really was so curious about, is that I didn't want to commit to doing this work if I could not be authentically me. If I couldn't be goofy, if I couldn't be silly me, I wanted to do that. So much of my life, there is seriousness that comes in. And even in this work, a lot of seriousness comes in, a lot of research come in. You guys have been in self-invested and you've taken workshops from me, so you understand that. But I also think it's important that we also give ourselves permission to have fun, to be who we are, and to infuse that in everything that we're doing, you know, to the best of our ability, or I should say, as we see fit, because everyone is different. You know, there are some people that are very serious and very structured and very intellectual, you know. For me, I kind of joke and say my left hemisphere, woo, I get too deep in the left hemisphere, but I love it. I still do my studies. I still do my research. I still do all of those things. But I'm so thankful, so grateful that I'm still allowed to do this work without a whole lot of rhetoric, because my goal is to make sure that I make it to the point that anyone can understand it. And not only understand it, that you can get the information, you can receive the information, and you can trust yourself. It's not about trusting me, because I know all of you are intelligent enough to do your research. And I also recognize that a big part of the work, I could say, that Planet Remix has put down, and everyone who has been a part of Planet Remix and come on this platform, we are light years ahead of what science, of what even our ancestors or people who have wrote books have put in place. I understand, not for everything, but for a great number of it. And here's the thing, we need a balance We need a balance on this planet. We need those people who are going to be diehard researchers that are giving you facts, that are giving you sort of that step-by-step guide as it's been given to them, as they've been taught, whether that's through academia or whether they've been taught through someone who's quote-unquote a science or some a scientist or someone who's a doctor or someone who's that. And a part of my practice that I do, especially one-on-one with you guys, that is necessary too. But we have always had that in the humanity of the planet. What we haven't had is how to tap in to those things of higher consciousness and understanding. See, our ancestors didn't have computers. They didn't have technology as we have it today. And most of their technology was built upon themselves. They knew how to tap in. They knew how to release the energy that was inside of their subatomical particles that was also connected to the subatomical particles that we have in our cosmos, our universe, and our galaxy. They understood how much of the stardust, thousands of pounds of stardust that we're breathing in every single day, and that stardust that is coming inside of us, those particles, they hold light code. They hold information. And when we're taking all of these breaths and we're breathing this in, we can then begin to do as they did and do alchemy. And we can turn those particles into light, to light up our whole entire being, to activate our Merkaba, to electrify ourselves, to start communicating through the crystals in our brain. I think it might have been 12, 13 years ago, me and Brother Bilal talked to you about the crystals, magnetite, that's in your brain. You also have crystals in a sack in your ear. Everybody wants to be an oracle now. Well, we all have an oracle. And when you're taking in sound and frequency, and the misconception is that sound comes in through your ears, but the true pathway of sound is in through your heart. Because this is where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. And then that vibration then begins to meet the frequency of coming in through your ears. But guess what you meet when sound is coming in through your ears, when that frequency is coming in through your ears, into the ear canal, you have to pass the oracle. That oracle is inside of your ears. And that little vibrational tone, I brought some headsets a few years ago. And these headsets were not headsets that you put over your ears. You put them right there on that bone, right there. And you were picking up sound through that vibration that runs right behind your ear. And when you begin to massage this part of your ear, it is connected to your vagus nerve. And that vagus nerve is the nerve that runs through your whole entire body. Listen, we didn't come here for that tonight, but I wanted to share that with you so that you can understand that never get bored, never get tired, never get too frustrated, never get too angry, never allow someone to have you come so disjointed that you forget about the miracle, the magical being that you are. There's always something to discover about who you are. It's always more to discover about who you are. So don't forget that. Don't forget that. You know? Don't forget that. Yeah, they're called bone conduction headphones. I brought those bone conduction headphones over 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Yeah. 5 years ago. So don't get bored. It's so much to do. It's so much to do. But by the same token, I don't want us to become too dependent on information or anything that's outside of us. To know that you can trust yourself. And that's what we're doing here, learning more about who we are and how we can trust ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sheila said, hey, Miss Blue, this telepathic conversation with you are really scary. You understand. Beautiful, choosing love always, says, I just posted, I sometimes got lost in the big old world. Not today, though. Grateful. Yes, so grateful for you. We have to learn how to trust ourselves. And we have to also understand about self-love in ourselves. And then we also must understand about the power we have in ourselves. And then we must create. We must manifest. I don't care if you want to manifest you a little cottage in the woods, have a little farm away from everyone, have your own water. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't be afraid to dream. And after you have the dream, don't be afraid to use your imagination. And after you use your imagination, do not be afraid to start taking action. And start manifesting, start creating, and start putting those things out in the world. Everyone's goal is not the same. And isn't that beautiful? That is beautiful. So don't think that because you are seeking something a little less quiet than maybe someone else, that somehow it makes it unworthy, because that's not true. If your goal is just you're going back to college, I have a good friend, she's going back to college very late and she's going back to get her law degree. That's everything. That's absolutely everything. Or someone else who is wanting to get to the point where they could leave the city and buy some land and have their own farm, that is everything. Or a mother and father who just want to have a child and raise their child and have a life where they could do things together, that is absolutely everything. Sometimes we get caught in the lights, camera, action. And for those who want the light camera actions, or you have this big dream that really you want to impact the world at large, that's beautiful too. That is beautiful too. But we have to keep moving forward, and we have to be able to measure our results. We have to. Many of you have been listening and growing. I call it growing up on planet Earth with Planet Remix for a long time. And you've done some amazing things. You've created some powerful things. I want you to share it. Share it. Share it with the world. And it doesn't always have to be sharing. You know, so much information is given here on Planet Remix. You can go in the archives. There's thousands upon thousands of shows that are there with so much information. share it. It doesn't cost you a thing. The only ask that I will ask is that you leave a comment you like, that you share, because we do, a part of Planet Remix goal is to spread the word and to let people know there's 8 billion people on the planet. There is enough for everybody. I have always told you all that. It's enough for everybody. And now we're living in a time where people are doing this work. So many of you are doing this work. We have so many. And I'm talking about loving, genuine, authentic, kind, caring people doing this work. You know? So pass it on. Pass it on. So let's get the likes up. More than 150 people listening live. Let's get the likes up so our soul family can find us. I do want to do this. I want to ring the bell. I want to ring the bell for Self-Invested and the astrology class in Self-Invested. So shout out to everyone who's self-invested. You guys know we are coming upon that time. We are in the month of July already. I know. Don't worry. I will announce it here, the starting dates for Self-Invested and the Self-Invested workshop. I want to give some special shouts out to all the Divine Priestess in the building. Love you, Divine Priestess. And so grateful for each and every single one of you in the building. And welcome you on in. Want to do this? Want to send a shout out to everyone celebrating a born day today. For all of the born babies celebrating their birthday today. Happy born day and the month of July. Happy born day to all the July babies out there. To all of our graduates, want to give them so much love as well. And sending them so much love to all of our graduates out there. And I'm talking about the baby graduates, you know, the kindergartners and, you know, who's going to be going the first grade this year, you know, to all of those babies and to those of you who are graduating college, maybe getting ready to go back to grad school and, or those who've graduated from grad school, because we had many PhD graduates in the Self-Invested class, shouts out as well. And then, definitely want to give a big shout out to all the ancestors out there, sending love to all the ancestors out there and to everyone listening in. Oh, Marjorie, your birthday was the 8th. Happy belated born day. I send out born days when you guys, spirit guides, if you're on the text line and your spirit guide tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, Miss Blue, they got a birthday coming up. I definitely want to send that out to you. I'm going to give out some crystals tonight for us to work with that I think will be really, really helpful at this time. And we can start to do some experiments and you can start to work with these crystals and let me know. But welcome on in. Once again, I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle, and I want to welcome you joining us here live because we are live tonight on Planet Remix. Yeah. The Remix, affectionately known as Planet Remix as well. And tonight we're going to be doing live psychic mediumship, a little bit of energy reading. Not sure. I'm feeling a little something. I don't want to give it away because I know the right caller will get on the phone line. So 515-605 9794 is the number to call, and press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know that you are there. You are there. You are on the phone line, right? because you want to talk to me. If you're an international caller and you're calling in, you can go over to blogtalkradio.com/theremix and then blogtalkradio.com/theremix. Let me slow it down. And you can hit the direct connect and that will allow you to connect as well. But welcome in. I see our Astro Magic family is in the house. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to jump on them phone lines. Here we go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you. If nothing else moves you, life will. All right, we're going to get ready. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. We're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. So definitely be ready. I need something to write with. I need something to write with because if I don't have anything to write with, the way Spirit kind of sends me through these calls, I will forget the numbers. So I'm just writing down the numbers. That's it. Nothing else. I'm going to give out some crystals here in a minute. Shouts out to the Blue Room. Shouts out to the Blue Room. I feel like y'all going to really cut up tonight. I don't know. I feel like falling in love. Yeah, I love you all. But I feel like you're going to cut up tonight. I feel like y'all are going to cut up tonight, but we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's going on. Let's see. Whoa. Phone lines is packed. All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 3173. 3173, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I think I hear a baby. Okay. We're going to come back because whoever it was, they either was sleeping or that was a baby or they were on Mars. I understand that there is a delay, so I'm going to definitely be mindful of that. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2812. 2812, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's Kelly Dean.
Hello. Greetings. Hey, who's on the line?
Houston. It's Kelly B from Houston, Texas.
Hey. Hi, Kelly. Kelly from Houston. How are you?
Much better. Much better than last time.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
So how
so
can
so
I know?
So many things have, like, really just, you know, worked itself out since the last time we talked, so it's just much better. But
okay.
I'm always here for
and
a good reason.
Help me remember because.
Okay. Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
You let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so I had, like I was telling you, my spirit was a little, you know, off because things are a little different in my situation. So you said you saw a paper. I think you said you saw a paper and a boulder. You were saying about the, I think you were saying it was like either like a house situation or something like that. And you were telling me that I needed to put my pride aside and ask for the help I needed and stuff like that. And I did that and I got the help I needed. So
yes.
It just helped out a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, beautiful. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. As long as it was helpful, that's what I kind of wanted you to catch me up. So I'm glad. I'm so glad that you were able to take those steps, do those things, and the information was helpful for you. The guidance was helpful for you. So blessings to you. So how can I help you now? It looks like things are moving along. So what's going on now? What's good?
So, like, my family came to help me with the kids so that I can just kind of have a, you know, free space and opportunity just to kind of, like, get a plan going and think about what's next. So that's, like, just pretty much probably what the next question is like, what should I be putting my focus on for the best results? Because I know I need to put some action in place. So I just don't want to, like, you know, because there's so many things I could be doing, I don't want to just, but my action towards, like, I guess things that just aren't going to give me the results that I'm really, really, like, you know, would like to see make some real impact. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing I want you to do, because you said a whole lot of nothing just now.
Okay.
The main thing I want you to do, because a big part of your magic is in the details, and you don't want to get into the details. I need you to stop being surface, because your clarity is not coming, because you're not just talking to me like this. This is how you talk to yourself, and this is how you talk to other people. I need you to get detailed. I need you to get detailed, and I need you to think about what is the goal. How can I get from here to the goal? First step. Because that's going to eliminate a whole lot of that other shit that you just, you know, that's just floating around.
Right.
Because right. now is time for you to do what you really feel your spirit is calling you to do. And you know you're going to be able to fulfill that. You're looking for a guarantee. And I'm giving you the guarantee that this goes better than you can imagine is you got to get in the details. You can't be afraid to roll up your sleeves and get into the details. You just said, well, you know, I got some things and I want some things and I'm trying to make some things happen. I just don't want to take the wrong step with these things. What? What is that?
Right. Exactly. It sounds funny. It's like, what?
You understand? I'm telling you this because I want this to be the training ground for you. You can't talk to yourself like that no more. It's blocking your gifts. You've got to get focus and detailed. You've got a major stress off of you, but yet you're so used to being in this state, you're still moving like you're stressed. I need you to celebrate. I need you to really celebrate that. Wow. What I was worried about a couple of weeks ago, I no longer have that pressure.
Right.
That's one thing I can move out of the way. Now I can start to move forward. So take a few minutes. Just relax. And then I want you to ask your question. Yes, I don't need you to tell me anything. And maybe I spoiled you guys because I don't need you to tell me nothing. I can do it. But I also want you to be empowered. And I want that more than anything for all of you. So I want you to be empowered to know that you can tap in and the answers, the words, the solutions, the next steps will come. So think about the question and then ask me your question.
Okay. So, of course, like, I don't want to depend on my family anymore. Like, I'm just, that's a main thing for me. Like, that's a big thing. It's like, number one, it's a part of my North Node to, like, gain my independence. Like, that is.
Listen. Don't tell me.
Okay, none of that. Okay.
Listen. But let me tell you what you did, because I want you to be fully aware. I asked you to tell me what you wanted, and you went straight to what you don't want. Did you hear that?
So what, yes, I did. So what I
you
do
heard that.
Want.
There
yes,
we go. And hold on. Let me give you some clarity. Let me give you some clarity.
Thank you.
You said, what I don't want is to depend on my family. When you get off this call, I want you to do some serious soul searching.
Okay.
Serious. Let me tell you why. Because you just sent a message out to the universe to cancel what your family just did for you.
Okay.
I don't think you heard. Do you hear how serious that is? You told me, Miss Blue, you told me don't be afraid to ask for help, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You said my family came, da-da-da, da-da-da. And the first thing out of your mouth is, the last thing I want to do is depend on my family. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's interesting.
That has nothing to do with you being independent.
Right.
Listen at me.
I think it's just like.
Listen. I get it. And we don't have enough time, but I'm going to give it to you, girl, because I love you. Listen.
Thank you.
This could cost you hundreds of dollars and a lot of time with me. I'm going to give it to you. You are independent. That has nothing to do with your North Node. Don't confuse this. Maybe you need to get with one of our astrologers so they can really help you to understand what that really means.
Okay.
This is not about you being dependent on your family. I want you to really hear that.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to be independent. You are independent. In fact, I'm helping you right now be independent. So I told you, change that question.
Okay.
Because the biggest freedom, tap on your head, freedom. Freedom is about a free mind, a free dome, and I'm talking about the higher mind. Has nothing to do with your parent. Your parents are supporting you, your family, who is helping you. They're supporting your independence.
Yeah.
You got to see it that way. Never repeat those words. Never. Promise me, as my mother would say, don't let nobody else ever hear you say that, darling.
I'm not. It's done.
Okay. We clear because your spirit guides, ancestors, everybody stood up. I'm like, I got it. Sit down.
Sorry, guys. I'm not sleeping.
Just have a seat. I got this.
Okay. Yes, please.
So when you get off here, I'm being serious. I really want you to do some work and just, because I know you're so grateful and I know that's not what you mean, but I really want you to sit down and really write those things you're so grateful for in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really am into the herbs. That's what I really do. And I love it. So that is what I would like to focus on. And not feel like, I mean, let me not say and not. And I look forward to feeling at ease with it. So how can I say it?
So here's the thing. I think you would be amazing at it. Now, if you have the support system that's going to allow you to get up and running, because my question would be, why aren't you up and running now? But the real is that you got to take care of yourself and them babies. That's the real.
Exactly.
You understand? So, but I also know that you can do more than just work with herbs. See, this is why I'm telling you all, no matter what state you're in, you got to find what you love and you got to do it. I want you tomorrow, I want you to search for grants and loans that can support you going to study in that area and see, anything is possible. Maybe you'll get funding mm-hmm. that will allow you to enter into a program that will help you to support yourself and your children while you're going through this. But in the meantime, that doesn't allow you to skip out on your responsibilities, because I'm going to tell you the real facts with love. If herbs is what you were interested in doing, you should have been doing that
mm-hmm.
and moving forward. Right now, we're in what they call the red zone for football, and I need you to get stable. And the reason I say to get you stable, because that's the best chance that you and your family have, so you're not so stressed out. Imagine mm-hmm. trying to go learn about herbs and these different medicinal usage, and your lights is about to get cut off, or your mm-hmm. children don't nowhere to stay, or you don't have anyone to keep them. So we want to build a path that will open up the doorways for your success. So I say, if that's what your heart is really calling you to do, I'm telling you, do it. Do it. Go for it. But in the process of going for it, I want you to also understand your responsibilities. And I also want you to have that gratitude for your family who's giving you this time. And be very yes. honest with the people who are helping you of what your goal and your mission is. See, that's where we're going to, that's where the bump heads is going to come in. Get honest. Let them know, listen, I'm going to need how long? 6 months. I'm going to need a year. Whatever that is, have a plan, have a strategy that you can move towards mm-hmm. this. You can't be like Brandy. You can't be sitting up in your room thinking about this. I need you to get moving like yesterday. Matter of fact, after I get done with you, you can hang up. You got work to do.
Yeah.
You need to prepare for what is going to happen tomorrow. You need to make sure your family is on board. You have secured those things you need to take care of. And I think you would be an amazing herbalist. I think you would be amazing working with healing and using the medicinal properties of healing, of the healing modality. But you've got to stay focused on it, because the truth of the matter is, let this be a lesson. You can't wait to start doing what you love. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get on it.
You want it? Well, there you go. Let me give you some sparkles so you can go on your way. And make sure you come back and let us know. I love you so much. Kiss those babies. And talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Y'all take me there every day. That's all right. I'll be your cosmic big sister. Let's go to the next caller on the phone lines. We're going to go to the caller. I didn't jump around, but Spirit is bringing me back here. Didn't I just go here? We're going to go to the caller again. We're going to try it again. Calling in from area code 3173. 3173, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Three, one, seven, three. Oh, they sleep. Bless their heart. Okay, I don't know why Spirit keeps telling me to go back. Let's go to this caller calling in from area code 7634. 7634, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are.
Hello,
who's on the line?
My name is Abdul Grundy from St. Paul. I've called him many times. You probably recognize me by now.
I sure don't. I can't even, hold on. I can't even, can you come close to the phone? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes. My name is Abdul Grundy from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay. Greetings to you, Abdul. How are you?
Yes. How are you? I recently had a tooth pulled, and I just want to know if there was any spiritual significance on this tooth getting pulled out of my mouth. I asked you about it before, and you mentioned that there was a spiritual marker for me to get this tooth dealt with, and it finally cracked and chipped, and I had to pull it. So I just want to know, because this tooth, it rotted from the inside in a way where I couldn't even see the cavity, but the inside was rotting. I don't know if there's any spiritual significance, and does it pertain to my purpose? If my purpose is supposed to be right around the corner at some point.
Well, here's what I will tell you. You know, your purpose, our purpose, you know, I could do a whole series on purpose, but your purpose is being and expressing yourself through that beingness. I would like to say if you're here, you know, really elevating your consciousness, living in a state of joy, creating and manifesting and being filled with love, I would say. I want to talk about your tooth for a moment. You said your tooth is rotten from the inside out. Well, you know, the teeth in the mouth really symbolize a lot of things. You can actually connect the teeth in your mouth to every organ in your body. But there's also a metaphysical side of understanding about the teeth and where they're positioned in the mouth and the teeth in the mouth. In essence, I'm going to tell you what that stands for. That means that you have to be able to face your truth. And you also have to tell the truth. So that tooth rotting from the inside out is symbolic of how much of what is true for you you've been holding back within yourself, and you've been holding back with those around you. And so, you know, our teeth have to do with family, and they have to do with truth. They have to do with how we speak our truth, how we express our truth, how we own our truth, and how we tell the truth to others. So this is a fresh start for you, I would agree, Abdul. And this is an opportunity for you to really tap into what is true for you and express that in the most authentic and the most honest way possible. Yeah.
So what do I do now?
I couldn't hear you.
I'm just thinking, what do I do now? What's my first step for me?
I just told you. Just live your truth. And I will tell you this. I would love for you to get a jasper crystal if you don't have one. Do you have a jasper?
I don't think I do.
I would love for you to get your hands on a jasper crystal. And the reason I'm saying this is because as I'm speaking to you, it's kind of like your energy is ungrounded. You're ungrounded in your body. And I would love for you to ground yourself some more. So if it's warm where you are, you can go outside, find some beautiful grass, not crocodile grass, but some really beautiful grass, and just kind of walk in the grass a little bit. You got a lot of energy running through your body, and it's running through on what I would call the matrix gateway, which means that you're taking in information from everywhere, everywhere, literally. It's like being stuck in traffic in San Francisco, New York City, or Atlanta, Georgia. It's all jammed up. And so that's one of the things that I would suggest that you do is to get you a jasper crystal. This is one of those crystals, and get a red one. Get one that is really a deep sort of red with sort of those black stripes in it, you know, because this is reflection of the earth, and the jasper crystal will help you when you meditate with it, when you pray with it, or even just carry it, you can put it in your sock or you can put it in your pocket so you can touch it or wear it as jewelry. So it can help you slow down. And as you slow down, you'll start to build your magnetic field up stronger, and it will help you to stay centered and grounded in your body. And it's going to help you with this. It's going to help you to overcome what you deem to be an obstacle and also keep you out of conflict, right? And help you with clarity, because when we're grounded, you'll be able to have clarity in your life. You'll be able to see things clear, and things will be clear. Right now, your thoughts are racing so fast. I literally have my Black Panther wand just trying to clear your energy out and clear all the junk out of your aura. So just relax.
I would recommend.
Can you feel it?
I think I can actually feel it around my head.
Well, good, because this is where I'm working. Yeah. So just take this. I would also recommend that you spend some time out, you know, maybe just go for a walk. You don't even have to go far. You know, get outside, get some sun, you know, be able to get up and see the sunrise, see the sunset, and just listen to some music. That'd be beautiful. Maybe put on some nice binary beats. It's going to be wonderful. You can Google sounds of the sun from YouTube, and NASA has some frequencies coming in from the sun. I think that will do you well also, because that's just going to help you come front and center. And I would say take a break. If you've been overdosing on spiritual information and doing this and doing, take a break from all of that. And allow yourself to just sort of merge with all of the energy on the planet. And just chill out and relax. Just relax.
I'll check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Let me give you some sparkles. I've kind of sealed your aura up. I cleaned it out best I can. And I just sealed you up like a baby. I waddled you tight. You know how to wrap babies tight? You're wrapped so tight. You're wrapped tight. And I just want you to know, just know that you don't have to think about anything. I just want you to be, because now your frequency has shifted and you are raising. Your energy is just going up so beautiful and strong and clear. And so your clarity is going to come to you. So just kind of stay in that space. You're in a good spot right now. So keep taking care of yourself. Drink some good food. I mean, drink some good, you know, green juices and healthy food and eat good food, and things will clear themselves up really quick for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Peace and love, and through a whole line. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 2033, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 2033? Okay. You must have your phone on mute because we can't hear you. Going once, going twice, gone. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 7076. 7076, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi. Greetings.
Hi. Greetings. Who's on the line?
My name is Verna.
Verna?
Yes.
Okay. Greetings to you, Verna. Where are you calling from?
From Vallejo, California.
Okay. Okay. Well, greetings from Vallejo, California. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, welcome on into the Remix, Planet Remix, and how can I help you?
I wanted to know how many spiritual guides I have, and to do an energy reading.
Total number of spirit guides you have is 17.
Whoa.
I know, right? That's what
I
said.
Everybody looking after me.
That's right. Isn't that beautiful? You have 17 spiritual guides. And I'll give you the breakdown. Maybe. I don't think you need it, but maybe. But you got 17 spirit guides, and that's a beautiful number of spirit guides when they're coming in. The 17 spirit guides, you know, they're here to help you take action, because right now you need to take action in your life. And they're really here to help you with a new understanding of who you are. Like, most of your life, you didn't get a chance to really work on who you were, you know, or you were kind of who everyone told you you were, whatever title or whatever, you know, whatever they called you. But now you're discovering things about yourself that is so beautiful. And they're here to really help you with really learning more about who you are and sort of what you feel called to do at this particular time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And you want me to do, you want me to do an energy scan on you to scan you. Let me check you out. Let me see what's really going on. See what's really happening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, your energy looks good. It's a few areas I'm going to touch on here. Number one, the back and the front of your heart chakra is kind of leaking a little bit, like it's, you know, it's a little bit of energy there. I'll say that, kind of leaking just a little bit. We'll talk about that in a minute. Your root chakra, not as strong. It's nice and healthy, but it's not as strong as I would love for the root chakra to be. And then a lot of activity in the back of your third eye. So let me ask you a question. And this is going to relate to your health. I want you to talk to me, because I see your blood, as your blood is moving through your body, I can kind of see these little, I don't know what you would call them, like little dots, little spots, or and little stop and a little go that's going on with your in your blood. Do you have any health concerns at this time?
Well, I had to give up caffeine. I had to cut back on it because I was drinking so much caffeine to where my blood cells were dehydrated, and I was having a lot of headaches due to it. And I went
Thank
to the doctor,
you.
And I was blaming it on everything, and he asked me how much caffeine I drank or alcohol. And I told him, I said, I don't drink alcohol. He said, there's only two things that will cause this. So he says, how much caffeine do you drink? And I'm a teacher. And I go, I drink two pots a day.
Too
he
much.
Said, you're going to kill yourself. And he said, how much water? And I told him, I said, I don't drink that much water. He said, that's the problem. Yeah. So now I drink a lot of water. I cut back on the caffeine.
Well,
but,
good.
Yeah,
so
that's
let
what
me
you were
tell
saying.
You. Thank you. I was going to say, and thank you so much for that, Verna, because I don't think I've ever done a scan on anyone where they were, their blood cells were dehydrated. So this is a new template for me that I, because I just didn't know what to call it. I'm like, I see these little dots.
Yeah, yeah, when they put it under the microscope, it's deformed. It's deformed and dehydrated to where they don't look normal.
Okay. So, well, beautiful, and thank you so much. I'm so glad that, see, you can't make this up. So there you go.
You can't.
But here's the other thing that I want to tell you, and I don't know if your doctor kind of told you this, but I'll tell you, I'm like, if I'm tasting minerals, there's a couple of minerals I'm missing, vitamin D, K2. And B1. Now, it may be B12, but B1 does some very significant things with getting energy into our blood, and CoQ10.
Okay. And Ms. Blue?
Mm-hmm.
In recent days, my energy have been like off, like as far as like being up and around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
I this is what I would say. Email me. My email address is questionforblue@gmail.com. I want to share some more things with you, but I have a tendency sometimes, because this is special for you, Verna, and if I give it to you, then everybody else is going to start taking it and doing it, and then they're going to email me and say, now what do I do? And I'm like, wait a minute.
No, they don't want that.
Yes. So email me, because I want to give you some good recommendations for water and things you can do, and also make some other recommendations for you. I'm not a medical doctor, but I am a certified holistic practitioner and a Reiki master, along with all the other things that I do. But you're going to be fine. But that's what I see, and this is mainly the reason, and because that blood thing just kept coming up. I can see it through your body. So keep working with that. Drink you some water. My recommendation for you when it comes to drinking water is to just let it be reverse osmosis water, not any kind of spring water or any kind of alkaline water. Just regular water.
Okay.
Now, mineral water.
Yeah, he told me, he said, I want you to drink clear water, no Kool-Aid, no nothing.
Yes, that's right. Just drink water. And the beautiful thing is you don't have to OD on it. You just need to get it in. And this is what I want you to do, because you are a teacher. And by the way, thank you so much for taking that path, because that's a powerful path as a teacher.
Like it.
Yes, and I even see some of your students who passed away, and they say you were their favorite.
Oh, I have two.
Yes, and that's what I see, a boy and a girl. They say
you are
their favorite teacher in the whole world. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have two. One was a co-teacher's son, and one of my students got run over by a car when she was on her way to school.
So sorry to hear that. Ashe to them. Well, know that they are beside you, and they were jumping up and down to not let me get off this call to tell you you were their favorite teacher. They love you. They love you. They love you. So thank you so much for that work, because it is powerful work. You're also a healer, so I want you to take those beautiful hands of yours, and before you drink your water, I want you to speak into that water, whether that's a prayer you want to speak in there, if it's words of affirmation you want to speak in there, or just send love and joy and light, and really command that water in a very sort of loving way. To really just help to nourish your body. It makes a difference, I promise you. It makes a difference. But email me if you want those recommendations. I'm going to give it to you. And, everything looks amazing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms.
One last thing. One last thing. When are you going to retire?
I haven't decided. And see, that's the thing. Every job I've ever had have been in the fields of services and working with the public, whether it's adults or children, for the past 40 years. So, yeah. But I'm going to tell you this, I have slowed down and started taking more time for myself. And
I don't want you to retire to do nothing. I just see you moving into teaching more healing with children and helping and assisting. And
that's my heart. Mm-hmm. Children are my heart.
Yes.
And even before I had my own children, people always thought I had four or five when I didn't. But I raised half of my nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Yeah. It's time for you to have some fun. You have so many creative ideas that sometimes you can't always express in these spaces. I want you to think about it. Just think about what I said, because this is kind of what your guides is saying. When are you going to retire from this so you can move on to the next chapter in your life?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So sending you lots of love. Let me give you some sparkle. There you go.
Okay, one other question, Ms. Blue.
Yes?
You said there's leaking behind my third eye?
Yes. The leaking behind your third eye, in the back of your third eye, which is in the back of your head. This is because a lot of information is attempting to come in and to give you spiritual insight. So I want you to be open to receive. I really love that you came on and asked the question about how many spirit guides you have, because you're starting to open up so much. You're not scary anymore.
Okay. But see, when I'm meditating, I see all of these like lights and stuff in it. Even when I go to bed at night, I have a hard time sleeping because I see all these lights and flashing and everything to where sometimes I can't even sleep.
Well, what's happening is, you know, you're trying to wake up your clairvoyance. But you're stopping it. That's what I mean by being scary. What I want you to do is just to say your favorite saying. Just say, only energy of love and light of God and the universe come in before you meditate, before you pray. And just open up a little bit. It's just trying to bring your clairvoyance online for you so you can start seeing auras and all of that beautiful stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Peace and love. Hold the line. That is so cool. Now I know what it looks like when you're dehydrated. Yeah. I don't think I ever did one of those on the air before. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2147. 2147, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Miss Yaye from Dallas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Yaye from Dallas.
I'm on. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I didn't think I was going to get on today, so I'm excited.
I'm excited you're on. How is the weather in Dallas?
It's pretty good. I'm sure it's hot, so I stay inside. So I don't know today, but it's hot out there, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, it's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
How can I help?
Ms. Blue, there's a sister on, I think, maybe two callers ago about she wanted to do herbs. I'm a part of a program called A Life of Peace, and maybe she can check that program out because they actually assist with assistance for those who need it.
Okay.
So I wanted to add that on.
The Life of Peace, is that the website?
It's A Life of Peace.
A Life of Peace. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful.
You can
I
go
love
there
that.
And find the, no problem. You can go there and find the herbalist program through that school. So, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can.
I'm excited to be here. Hello, Soul Family. It's been a minute. I talked to you maybe 3 years ago, possibly.
Oh,
I think it was
no.
2020.
Okay.
And,
I'm helpful.
Yes, definitely. Like, so helpful, okay? I don't know if you remember, but I, like, broke down off of one question that you asked me, and I just cried my heart out. But you definitely help, without a doubt. So, I'm calling today. I'm not really sure why I'm calling today, but I want to say, I want to say that when I got out of meditation, all I heard was, I don't know if it was me or my spirit telling me to talk to you.
Oh, well, I love that. I love that, Yaya. Is it Yaya? Am I saying it? Yee-yee.
No, it's yay-yay.
Yay-yay. It's neither one. Yay, yay.
Yay-yay.
I didn't say everything but the right thing. Yay-yay. I love that, by the way.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Just like one of those. Let's see. So Spirit said, get on that phone. Talk to Miss Blue.
Talk to Miss Blue.
And see what's going on. Let's see. Okay. So this is what I'm picking up. I feel like there's this project you've been working on off and on for the last, it's been a minute, but for a couple of years, for a while. And but you never quite finished.
Right.
And Spirit is saying it's time now to pick it up and sort of put it out there into the world. It seems like you kind of did it before, but something happened. Something interrupted it, because I see a quick sort of kind of closed down, something shut down, something like abruptly cut it off. Something happened. I don't know. Someone got sick. Something happened and it just couldn't go forward. And then I see another time there looked like there was some sort of collaboration that went wrong, went bad, didn't go well, or it didn't turn out like you thought. But Spirit is saying now is the time to get things in order and to do it and to do it and to do it, just to do it again, to do it. A part of it, yay, is you think that you have to have all of these things in order to start. And the number one thing that Spirit saying is no, you don't. Start with one and do that one. Start with you. So Spirit is saying, start with you. Start talking. I see a place that you go. Maybe you go there once a week. People see you. They know you there. They do other things there, though. I see tables. I see vendors. I see people walking in and out, purchasing things, laughing, talking, kids playing, things happening. And that's going to be one of your major places to start this again. So what will happen is to start this again. So Spirit is saying, yes, you can put it online. But mainly it's going to take off. It's really going to take off in person, but it has to come from you. It has to come from you, and you have to start it. You have to start it. By the way, I see a woman standing behind you. It doesn't feel like a mother, but it feels like someone who might have been sort of a mother figure, role model, maybe sister, aunt, cousin. But I don't feel there is a physical relationship, but a closeness that's in the spirit world that is assisting you, helping you. You know who that could be? I feel like towards the end, they were either bedridden or they couldn't walk.
No.
Just
I can't imagine who that is. My mother is still here. My grandmother has. Okay.
It's not a relative.
It's not related.
It's not blood related, but it is a soul family member. It could be someone. I feel like they impacted your life somewhere when you were a teenager. So,
yeah, that's a hard one.
Just hold it. Maybe it'll come back to you. Maybe it'll come back
on
to
it.
You. Just hold that thought. Because I feel like this is somebody when you were 9, when you were 10, somewhere around in those ages, very impactful, very connected to you. But that person is in the spirit world. They're standing behind you, really.
Oh, my name is Laura.
Mm,
but she's not my blood aunt. She is just my mother's friend that we call aunt.
Okay. Well, she
is
there.
It's my Laura.
Okay, because
she loves you,
and she loves your mom as well. So this is, I think, what triggered it is I don't know what triggered it, but something triggered it, and she showed up. She's there, but she's there to really, really, really just kind of help you move through this. But take that dream, that vision, and start. If you take one step, Spirit's going to give you the rest. Take all these clues that I told you about the places and start. You don't need all this equipment. I feel like you think you need all of these. You don't need any of that. You have everything you need. It's time to do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I got. That's what I got. Yay, yay.
Oh, my God. And I know exactly what you're talking about. You are a holistic practitioner. So am I. I feel as though I'm struggling with putting it out because I think I need all this stuff to do it.
Well, there you go.
So it's
You don't need it. You don't. Spirit is like, tell her she don't. Just do. Do that one that you have, that one, do the one that you know everybody needs, that one that could help so many people. That's the one you start with, and the rest will come. The rest will come.
Okay.
Don't overthink it. Don't go in too much. Do that one. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Can I ask one other question?
Quickly.
My spirit guides. How many spirit guides do I have? I would love to know.
Ooh,
that.
Yeah, let's see. 18. Some big numbers on the guides. 18 spirit guides. And the 18 spirit guides are really helping you with completion. How to get started. Manifestation, completion that will turn into a lasting legacy. Yep.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is powerful.
18
spirit
guides.
Thank you.
9 of them are women.
Mm-hmm.
8 of them are men. And one is something else.
Yeah, I've seen that something else. I've seen it.
Now y'all said I haven't seen it.
I've seen that something else for sure.
And you've seen that. I love
it. I sure have, Ms. Blue. I sure have.
Well, there you go. That's your guide. Well, peace and love to you. Let me give you some sparkles. Congratulations. Make sure you come back and share with us. Peace and love, y'all.
Yes, sir, we are. Thank you. Peace and love.
Oh, how beautiful. Ooh, I got my I am and my I feel Claire Magic oil on. Hopefully you guys have yours. We're going to need that. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 6267. 6267, you're live on Planet
Greetings. Yay. Greetings, Miss Blue. It's Roz from Los Angeles.
Oh, greetings, Roz. How are you?
Wow. Woo-wee. That's great. I guess I should. I'm great. Oh, just spectacular. I
How can I help?
My whole solar plexus is like doing flip flops right now. So, like today, it was so heavy. Just heavy and angry, and like I even looked in the mirror and it was like my eyes were dark. I kind of feel like there's something lingering, but it occurred to me what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful opportunity it would be. What I would love your help with is I would love to talk to my paternal grandmother, Gertrude, whom I named myself after. I gave myself a middle name when I was 13, and my middle name is Trudy after her. Mm-hmm. She passed when I was 2, but I'm the only girl, and she had 3 boys, and they had boys, and so I'm the only girl, and I've always been told that she was just so enamored, and we have such a connection, and I'm feeling like there may be some insight from the other side that I could use, and who else that I trust more than such a source as the ancestors. And I'm hoping if she's willing to be present and able, that she might just kind of share some insight with me on how I can kind of navigate through what I'm feeling of late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can definitely see if she steps forward. I will tell you this, when I am speaking to you guys, I am always in connection with the divine, God, the universe, the ancestors, spirit guides, angels, gods and goddesses. So,
yeah.
Let's see if your aunt, Gertrude.
My grandma.
She's your grandma. Mm.
Yes. My paternal grandma.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Did your grandmother pass away from a condition with her heart?
So it was close to her heart, and that's interesting because she had cancer.
Mm.
And so her lungs and that whole.
That's fine. I feel like she is holding her chest, but I feel like her heart stopped and she might have had some other ailments, but she's holding her heart.
Now, her son, my dad, is currently going through heart problems.
Mm. Well, this will explain some of the look on her face and sort of her expression.
Yeah.
So the main thing your grandmother is sharing is to love. She's expressing to you to love, to really love yourself, love the family. And to understand that sometimes when a person is hurt and when a person is in pain, they say things they don't mean. They do things that can be out of character, that can be disheartening, or their behavior, their mood can change. And she said it certainly did that for her. And so she knows that that is the case. It happened to her. And it wasn't because she was just uncomfortable. She was very uncomfortable. And she fought it for as long as she could because she really did not want to die. She didn't. She didn't. But after she did get to the other side, she's saying she don't know why she sat in that much pain for that long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She's saying that she didn't know why she sat in pain for that much longer. And, you know, she wants to share with you, and she's taking sort of this purse that she has. And I use that word because this is a purse. It's not, well, correction, it's a pocketbook, not a purse. And she has a scarf, like a handkerchief, in her pocketbook. And she's saying for you to wipe your eyes, to clear your eyes, to stop crying, and to not use these days, because they're so precious, in getting yourself worked up about something that she's saying is in God's hands, and that this is not helping, and it's unhealthy for you. So she's worried about your health now and for you to take care of you, because if you don't take care of you, then she's saying, who's going to be there for the children? Who's going to be there for the family? Who's going to be there if you don't take care of you? To take care of you. And she wants you to recognize how beautiful you are, because she says she feels like you don't recognize how talented, how beautiful you are, and that you keep second guessing yourself. And she doesn't want you to be afraid to live life. And even right now, she's running down the street. So I don't know if there's a story about something that happened in the family, and she went running down the street, because she's running down the street, but she's laughing and she's filled with joy. And she says, tell her to run down the street. Tell Roz to run down the street. Run down the street. Just run. Get out. Exercise. Move your body. Let all of this out of you. Let it out. Let it flow. Let it out. Let it flow. I talked about letting our emotions flow on the text line earlier today. This is one of those days to let things flow, because some of the things that's coming up for you now is not just in this life, but it's in a past life. It's in a past life. And you have to really just be open to let it flow. It's okay. It's okay that you feel a little overwhelmed. It's okay that you're facing, but don't get into the coulda, shoulda, woulda. Don't get into that. And then start to understand your worth, because your worth comes from the inside, not the outside. Don't allow the illusion of the 3D world to take you into a place that your worth is only external. The value, the worth that you hold inside of you is on the inside. And she wants you to really just take this time to love yourself. She's talking to me about something got broken, something broke, something, something not working, something has stopped. Trying to figure out what it is she's showing me, but something broke, something's not working. Is it a car? Is it, it's, seems like something to move. something, did something recently happen? Did something break down? Something stop working? And it may not be with you, but she's, you would know about it. I don't know. It's something with some sort of motor she's showing me. I don't know. It could be a refrigerator. I don't know what this is, but something stopped working. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure either. I'm so grateful.
Just hold that thought. But she's showing me something, but I can't see the front of it. It looks long. It looks metal. It has a door on it. I thought it was a car, but maybe, I don't know, a deep freezer. I don't know what it is. Something she's showing me. So, you know, check with the family. Check and see. But this is another indication of her being around. And then she's really stressing health. She's really stressing to not stress, she says. Stop stressing. That's, you know, not good for your heart. It's not good for your spirit. And to know that she can hear you and to know that she's with you. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to share more about what, because she keeps saying something isn't working and she's using these symbols to say it's not working, it's broken, it doesn't work. So it could be symbolic. I feel like your grandmother might have been a person who maybe didn't drive but maybe wanted to, or I don't know. But she's saying something didn't work. It stopped working. Yeah. She's also very close to your father these days. And she's definitely around the family. Yeah. She's holding a necklace, so I don't know if you have some jewelry or something that belonged to her or purchased something in honor of her. But she's making that acknowledgement.
I'm taking these notes, and I'm definitely going to sit with this because
So talk to me. What is not working in your life? Because she's speaking of the right,
me?
Right.
Not
yeah,
working.
But not working as far as what?
As far as literally not tending to the work that I have to do, I've been really literally like waking up each day and just kind of vegging out. Like I haven't had, what I will say is that I've had the notion to just rest. and I'm, you know, I started thinking today that, I'm not supposed to be this lackadaisical that perhaps for a time that's fine, but I really have been feeling lately like I got to get this work done. I got to do this. I got to do that. I actually have tasks and I just haven't been able to pull it together. I know,
maybe you should be doing something else. If you're saying you got a task to do and you just don't feel like doing it, it's okay to sometimes not feel like doing certain things. Or are you talking about work like something you've committed to, you are supposed to complete, that you've made a commitment and you haven't done? Yeah.
Yes.
So why don't you dive deep into that feeling and see why you don't want to do it? What's the real reason you don't want to do it?
I really feel like I'm lacking ambition.
I don't think so. No. I think you have ambition for what you want to do, even if that is resting. It could be that it's an opportunity. Let me tell you what's getting ready to happen. We're going to have these nodes that's going to switch in astrology. I'm going to talk that just a little bit here. And they're going to go from, right now we're in Scorpio and Taurus, and we're about to go to Libra and Aries. Aries is about to be the north node, and Libra will be the south node. But there's also some other interesting energy that's coming up this month. And some of it will put us on a totally different course in our lives. One, of course, that's for our highest good. And a lot of people are going to be switching, changing, and doing different things. They may do the same thing that they're going to do, but in a different way. So I would say, sit with yourself quietly and be bold enough to ask your heart and your higher self to reveal to you the truth. Because see, if I reveal it to you here, I promise you, you probably would never speak to me again, and probably quite a few other people. So I want you to discover this for yourself. For what is it? And not because it's something bad, just because that's not my place to do. I want you to sit with yourself and be honest enough with yourself and say, what is it for real? What is it? And you can even ask your higher self, show me what I'm not seeing about this situation in myself. Show me what I'm not willing to face, and be willing to face it. Be willing to see it, because it will lift this burden off of your heart. It will lift this burden from you. It will give you clarity, the clarity you're seeking and that you so desperately want in such a very loving way. But honestly, I know you won't take it from anyone. You only want to know it from yourself. And you get to do that. So take the time you need so that you can. So that you can hear it from yourself. And that way, you can then take action on it. You can move on it. And what you do with it will be between you and no one else. And no one else has to know why. And no one else has to come to your understanding. You can keep that very sacred within your heart, within your spirit, as to why. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can do it.
I believe so. I know so.
Of course.
I believe it's
of
different.
Course. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And may I ask, please, if can maybe just a quick energy scan if there's
Honey, I gave you an energy scan and then some. But I will give you some sparkles to allow you to take that energy in so you can just relax and release.
Oh, there's a magic number. Yay.
I'm telling you, these sparkles are magical. They really are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for you. I thank you so very much.
I'm grateful for you. And talk to your grandma. She got a lot to say. Talk to her. She can hear you. Talk to her.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love, Ross. Hold the line. Oh, how beautiful. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 8043. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. I'm just happy that this is me. Give thanks. This is Lenexa from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, greetings to you, Lenexa. Did you say Lenexa?
Yes.
Lenexa. I love that name. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Wow, I'm just so grateful to be here. I will literally say, like, I really had to ground myself to, I feel like, actually get on this line because, for one, I've been, like, listening to you for years, and this is the first year that I've actually felt confident enough to call. And I was just like a caller on the 77 portal, and he said that he was calling, but he never pressed the one. And I was like, no, I was just sitting there listening, and I never thought to press the one. So I'm just grateful that everything has aligned for me to be here. I'm truly grateful for you and everything that you embody. Mm-hmm. And I always say that you feel like the best ass whooping, but hug to me that I could ever receive, like from online YouTube. When I listen to you, it's like what I need to hear. Don't always want to hear. Don't always feel good, but it always helps me. So I'm just grateful for your being. I wanted to start with my gratitude.
Oh, thank you for that. You're going to get some sparkle. I don't know. Yes, do you guys think I've been trying to give y'all ass whoopings?
Well, it's not even so much that you be trying, but you just be hitting where you're supposed to, you know. And sometimes it don't, like, you know, it's like it's what you need, but it don't always feel good, you know, because you create space for us to really see ourselves, you know.
No, it's not what we want to hear. And, you know, the crazy thing is sometimes I'm having this internal argument with spirit. Because I just want to say, oh, no, everything's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Don't be sad. Don't be. And spirit's like, look.
Right. Yeah. Like, no, yeah, it's going to be okay. But now we got a few bumps, bruises, twists, turns if you choose to go left or right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm so glad Alexia. Is it? Did I say it right?
Lenexa.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So my joke, I always tell people, I was like, well, I don't think there's a name to it. So maybe I would sit back this lifetime to create a name to it because I haven't met another Lenexa. So my joke is also, you only meet one Lenexa in your lifetime. I don't know.
You.
I haven't been able to find anything. And over the years, they've added little things online, but they haven't actually, like, there hasn't been a true mm-hmm. origin outside of maybe an Indian tribe like Nanexe with a K though. So,
ooh, yeah, I love that. Wow, your mama and daddy was on it. They was on it.
Yeah,
well, you know, the truth is babies name themselves. You know, I was just someone had sent me the article where the brat and her partner had their baby. And mm-hmm. I think they said they named him Peace. I said, wow, what a beautiful name, Peace. So when people see him, they'll be like, Peace, Peace.
Peace, yes. Yes,
everybody going to be like, Peace.
What's up, Peace, Peace.
What's up,
yeah,
Peace? Yeah, that's it.
So the reason why I am calling today is because I keep hearing the question. Well, first let me say every call has led up to kind of where I'm at, but I still sit very firmly in my question of where am I? Like, I feel that I ask for my spirit guides and my ancestors to come in. I feel like they're giving me the signs and the synchronicities, and they're doing everything to let me know that they are here with me. I feel like sometimes I'm present to it. Sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I feel like I'm beating myself up because I'm not doing enough. Sometimes I feel like I'm not listening, but then sometimes I feel like I'm doing my best. And sometimes all of these emotions happen in the same moment. And a lot of times lately I've been feeling like I've been going through a transition and I've been letting go and releasing a lot of things that don't serve me. But I don't feel like I'm in that space where I'm still open to receiving. And I've been going through a lot of little things that have been making it very clear to me that I've been not as open to receiving. And even in my awareness of it, I still feel like I'm either not doing enough or, you know, either I am or I'm not honoring myself. But it's just like I don't know always where I am. Like I'll feel here but not here, you know, present in a time, but I can't quite say where that time or space is sometimes. So I just would love to figure out where I am, what's really going on.
Well, I'll tell you this. You're in the process of a Kundalini awakening. And I want to kind of preference that by saying, you know, when you look at the caduceus, the symbol, the medical symbol, you see two snakes on there. I know most of us think because we know where our chakras are, we done had an awakening. And we did. Don't get me wrong. But there's two snakes, and one of them is a snake that is a part of the Kundalini energy that rises, and this Kundalini energy that rises is awakening us to many things in our world. So it is somewhat of an awakening, but that awakening can be brought on by many different things. The second, it could be brought on by meditation. It could be brought on by taking some shrooms, some, you know, it could be brought on by music. It can be brought on by chanting. It can be brought on by medication. It could be brought on by trauma. It could be brought on by a lot of things. But that second Kundalini energy, that second snake, is based on how you raise your consciousness. And that's the one we want to make rise to. Not just the other one, but that one. Because it truly, you can't fake energy. And so as we continue to grow and we evolve ourselves on the planet, we will go through these Kundalini risings multiple times. So as planet Earth is ascending, we are, most of us, at least if you're here, we're working towards a couple of things. We're not trying to ascend because our mission, our goal is here on Earth. We are raising our consciousness. We are elevating ourselves. But the purpose of that elevation is not so you can transcend and leave Earth and go to what we call Earth's heaven, but it is to create that heaven here on Earth, if you so choose. And so there are many things that we will go through, many things we will face, many things we will feel. And so the work, we call it work, but it's not really work. It is, but it isn't. So as much as we begin to elevate our consciousness, because we're in these, well, let me say this, because our body is in our spirit, because our spirit is not in our body is in our spirit. We have to ground ourselves that much more into this reality. And so in essence, that's what you're feeling. you're feeling that as your consciousness is elevating, you have to ground your physical body in this reality. And the number one place you have to come out of, I know I give this a hard time, but once one of my spiritual teachers shared this with me in the guides and I got this, a whole nother level of understanding came on. You have to get out of your mind. And see, you're giving assignments to the mind that it doesn't know what to do with. Now, if you were researching something, if you were trying to buy a house, or if you were getting ready to pay your bills, or you were going grocery shopping and needed to know what to pick up, or your gas tank is empty and you have to fill it up with gas, the mind is wonderful at that.
Right.
But this, what you're struggling with, is not a job for the mind. It's not. So you can't keep chasing these thoughts because you are not your thoughts. Just like Wi-Fi is moving all through our spaces, this is how thoughts move throughout our spaces. And based on where you're running our energy and based on the thoughts that we're entertaining, that's more of those thoughts that's going to come to us. So I say all of that to say, you want to know where you are? Right exactly where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
Right exactly where you're supposed to be. So here's how we remedy this. This is how we get a solution. I need you to be present. Because see, when you're present, you have brought your past and your future together. Everything is here. You are technically outside of time and space when you're present because you have access to everything and all of your spiritual gifts, all of your intellectual gifts, everything will be with you and you can activate. You know how they say wonder powers activate. Yeah, you can activate your wonder powers.
Right.
But if you're constantly worried or reliving the past, because all you're doing is shifting your frequency. You're going back. You're going down. You're going in the past. Or you're constantly worried about the future. It's another frequency. What you're really doing by doing that is you're prescripting. You're going into the future. You're taking that thing you don't want, and now you're projecting it into the future because everything, thoughts go where energy flow. And the words you speak today, the actions you do today, and the things you do today is creating your tomorrow. And I want you to think of it like this. Thank you. I want you to think of it like this. When you say, where am I? You are no longer in the same space where you asked the question at. So you will never get the answer. You will never get the answer. Because where you were when you asked the question, you've moved just that fast. And the mind cannot fathom that. See, the spirit knows that it is everywhere. It seeks no destination because everything is there.
Right.
So I will challenge you to reframe your question. And I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but more of what you're asking is not, where am I?
Is it more so, where am I going that I should be focusing on?
Yes.
I think, yes, where am I going?
Where am I going? See how that works? Just that simple. And then now here's the beautiful part, because you get to be curious. You get to open up your curiosity and you get to be, I'm curious. That song may be too old for you. No. Yes, I'm curious. Hey.
I want to know your mind. Yes, I am. Don't let the age fool you, Miss Blue.
I love it. Oh, yeah. You're curious. And you can now start to command your life. And you can decide, not make it a mystery, of where you want to go. You get to decide. Remember, you are the creator of your reality. And harnessing the power of your thoughts, of your intentions and your actions, you get to shape life and get to shape a life of purpose and joy. You get to do that. You get to do that. Like, isn't that powerful?
I was going to say, what a joy to be able to have the freedom to even do that, you know? So
You get to do that. So this is why your mind, you know, our mind just sits there like, you know, I really could be doing some genius shit, but y'all keep asking me these crazy questions that you.
And that's it for sure, because there's so many things, you know, just venting to my friend. I'm like, there's so many things I've started and I've gotten so far, but I feel like right when you're on the diving board to jump off, I'm that person that's just jumping, but never have, because my brain's like, well, what if it's not, or what if, or whatever the mind does when it wants to do what it do, you know? So, yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah. So you need disciples, which are disciplines. You need to get you and sit down and write you 12 disciples, your 12 disciplines.
Okay.
And get focused and see what your heart wants to do at that time. And then you can explore, see what's coming to you at this given moment and begin to work with it. I don't think you know how much power you have. I'm going to take us back. And of course, you know, we're not a religious group here, but we use everything. I've been saying this for years. Everything we use here, everything. If it's going to help us elevate, if it's of love and light, I'm for it. Yeah. Matthew 6, verse 10. And it says, we see Jesus teaching his disciples and us, teaching them how to pray. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that means you have the ability. It's your birthright. It's your birthright. You just got to have the discipline. You got to have the disciples. That's why Jesus told this to the disciples. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not you die and ascend to heaven, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As above, so below, yes. And it's, I was going to say, that's just so, I'm just like, I've been like that. I've been like chanting parts of that prayer just like in random spurs and pieces over the last month, just consistently a couple times all the way through, a couple times the words have changed just a little bit, but those are the main points. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, discipline.
You got to do it. And then you have to take action. You have to take action. You have to take action. That's it. Right now, what's happening is we are going through a life review. There are so many cycles that opened up, 18-month cycle coming up. We got a 38-year cycle. We just came into a major new era. So you're having reflections of past life to come up, and many of us are feeling that pressure. Maybe pressure we wouldn't have felt at different times in our lives, but we're feeling the pressure now. It's almost as if we do something once wrong and we're beating ourselves up.
Right.
But really what it's coming from is that this is something you've repeated lifetime after lifetime. So
I'm still punishing myself and choosing that same thing for a while because change is something that's very constant, and I feel like I'm always kind of, like, I'll get through a circumstance, but I feel like when I'm on the successor side, it's like, okay, short-lived. But then it's like the things that I beat myself up on, I feel like I do that over and over. I really feel like I choose suffering sometimes, but I don't know how to do otherwise.
You can choose other things. It's called wisdom. And this is why I always encourage for myself, because I don't tell y'all nothing that I'm not doing and working on myself. That's why I tell y'all, you have to go back and you have to reflect. That's what growing up is about. Growing up is not saying, oh, I fucked up, but I'm not going to call it a fuck up. I'm going to say, oh, it's all good. It was supposed to happen. You notice people only say that when they have reached the pivotal mark.
Yeah.
You understand? Nobody is saying that shit in the midst of something going on.
Right.
You have to reflect on it, especially if it's something you choose not to experience again, because I feel, and my guides have showed me, that we did come down here to learn. You can't say you elevating, but you staying on the first floor. You ain't never leaving the first floor. You're not elevating. You're getting off and getting your ass back on. You're getting off and getting right back on. Elevating means you go to the second floor and then the third floor and then the fourth floor. And maybe sometimes we do get off and get back on, but we're not going to keep getting off the same place and getting back on. So yes, Tribal Serpent just said, we just ended, yes, a 5,000 year long count cycle and many cycles longer than that. So some of the things that it's happening. It's supposed to make you feel the way you feel. Stay with me. It's supposed to make you stop. It's supposed to kind of grip you up a little bit. It's supposed to shake those emotions up because you're ready to grow out of it. So allow yourself to feel the feelings. It's not about stopping emotions. It's not about cutting yourself off. Feel it, but let it flow. You just can't live in it. Because living in it will start to cause destruction, either in your mind, either in your energy, or even in your body. Some people, you look at them, they look perfect on the outside. The inside or their mind, something else.
Right. And I don't want to be that person. You know, I don't want to be that person.
No one wants to be. I don't think no one wants to be, because those people who want to be, they damn sure ain't listening to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to be. But I will tell you this. Instead of taking that energy and beating yourself up, once you recognize it, have your moment. I often tell people, set your clock, let it go for 3 minutes, have a strong moment. And after you have a strong moment, I want you to sit down and do some real self-reflection. This is when you put your big girl panties on and you look at it without bringing the emotions, because you already felt the emotions. You already did that for however long you did it, a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years. It doesn't matter. But now you're done with that part of it. Now it's time. What are we going to do about it? It didn't feel good. We don't like where we at. We don't want to be in this space. So now let's start taking some action steps on how we can begin to start moving ourselves forward. 12 disciples. You got to get a plan first, the blueprint, and then you got to get the strategy. What does that look like, me coming out of this? And you start to work there. First, recognize what role you played, because we can't be God and goddesses and powerful spiritual beings, but we take no damn responsibility for where we are.
Right.
I told the story about when I and my children, we were just about homeless. Those are in the archives if anybody cares to go back down that past life.
Definitely.
It wasn't until I took responsibility, when I realized, wait a minute, no one's coming to save me. This was well over 18, 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago. I said, no one's coming to save me.
Right.
And then I thought, well, then if no one is coming to save me, and I got to save myself, then that would mean that I put myself into this position. And no, I'm not getting ready to go and try to figure out for 30 years why. Who cares why? I don't want to be here.
Right.
Who cares? We spend too much time waddling in our problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned really quickly, I'm not going to waddle. I don't care. I don't care why. I know I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not be 100% sure where I want to be, but I know it ain't here. Not here.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
In the words
true.
Of my dad is, if you know what you don't want, then you know what you do want. It may just take you a little longer to figure it out.
Mm, right.
So I started mapping out a strategy. What do I want? What do I want for real? What do I want? Because this ain't it.
Right.
But I know I did it. I did it. But this ain't what I want. And I'm going to take full responsibility for it, because if I don't take full responsibility for where I am, then that means that I'm a hostage. And I have to wait until the person who did it, the people, the person, the community, the country, the state, the world, the ancestors, whoever, I have to wait for them to come save me, because they did it, not me. But if I did it and I don't like it, I can change it.
Mm.
And of course I know that's possible. This was really my mindset. It has to be possible. How do I know? Because no one's coming to save me.
Right.
So I have to do it for me. I got to bet on me. I got to take a chance on me. And if I fail again, it's okay, because no one's coming to save me.
Right.
And I just got to figure out how not to do what I don't want. Ding, let me get with the people who figured it out. And I'm going to ask some questions. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to do some studies. I'm going to start doing some tests. I'm going to start trying some shit out. I'm going to start waking up different. I'm going to start talking different. I'm going to start changing my language. Because if I keep doing what I did, even if I don't know what I did, But if I do everything the same, then I'm going to end up in the same space that I just realized I don't want to be. So I've got to change me.
Oh, shit.
I have to reinvent who I am. I have to reinvent me. I can't talk the same. I can't get angry the same way. I can't eat the same foods. I can't go to sleep at the same time. I can't wake up at the same time. I might can't work at the same place. I may can't go to the same store. I can't live in the same city. I might have to change the friends I have. I may need to change house around. I may need to live somewhere different. But before I start changing things on the outside, let me start with where it started. It started with me. I'm going to start changing me. And you know what I realize? Lalexi. Did I say it right?
Lanexa.
You know what I realized, Lanexa? When I started changing me, everything else started changing.
Right.
I didn't have to change anything on the outside. Everything started changing on the outside. A lot of people left. A lot of friends left. People didn't want to be around me. I was okay with that. Things change. Where I work change. Where I live change. Everything started changing. How I felt changed. And I realized all of these changes started on the inside. This is before I knew anything about metaphysics, what we call spiritual, what we call chakras and energy. I didn't know. I didn't have none of that language. None of it. I just thought I was smart. Look at me. Look how smart my ass.
I was going to say, smart. But yeah.
And I say that to you because I want you to know, one, I've been where you are. Probably worse. Much, much worse. A couple of times. But I always kind of held that close to my heart. You don't like it? What are you going to do about it? Not what they are going to do about it. Not what the school is going to do about it. Not what the community is going to do about it. Not what other people are going to do about it. What are you going to do about it? Change that on the inside. When those subatomic particles on the inside get them moving around, when they get to communicating, then you have a force of nature, all of the elements will come to your aid. The whole universe, this is the meaning of the universe got your back. The universe has your back because all of your cells down to a subatomical level have electrified themselves and unified and become one. And when that happens, you have the support of the whole entire universe. It's supporting you. It has no other choice but to support you. It wants to support you because you have unified the forces from within. This is the I am. And when you mix your feeling into this, see your heart, that's a huge magnet. It magnetizes. It has a force and a power that is stronger than any moon or magnetic field on the earth. just like you feel your energy magnetizing, connecting, it will start to connect with the magnetic field of the planet. I literally can feel that when I'm walking around. When you are walking around, see if you can feel the energy force and see that you are not in opposition with it, but you are in flow with that frequency. And everything will change. So, if there's something, yeah, if it's something for you to focus on, get excited about that. I love the opportunity to grow and to learn what it looks like. And I'm just going to preference it that way. I love not knowing. This is why I tell you guys I don't give advice. This isn't, listen, I'm not that smart. Not when it comes to things like, I'm intelligent, which is totally different. I could rattle off facts to you. I do that in corporate work. But this is coming from spirit.
Yeah, so say you're intelligent, but you also intuitive too, you know. And
Yeah. And that's what we
sometimes
all need
that can
to
trump everything.
Yes, we need to bring it together because we need the right and the left hemisphere to bring the super conscious online. But if we keep giving our mind task, it can't solve. Just make this a golden rule for yourself. If I get stuck in a problem, if you get stuck in a situation, that's an indication I have given my mind a job it cannot solve, and it shouldn't have it. I've got to do something different. All the answers are embedded in our DNA. We can unlock them. But I promise you, some of your answers, some of your codes are coming from you. Some of the answers I'm seeking, you have. Some of the answers you're seeking, I have. And everyone you meet, it can unlock information inside of you. We do hold keys for each other. No one is meant to exist alone. We all have a very significant role in the tapestry of life. We bring that specialty, that uniqueness to form the big picture. And without all of us showing up, the more of us showing up, the higher the elevation and the frequency becomes. It's better for me when you win, I win. When you win, I win. When we win, we all win. We do.
Yes. Like
we
that
do.
Song, be like, I'm a movement by myself, like we're a force when we're together, you know.
Yeah. Right. I just thought about it. Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Because everyone is not. We live in a world of duality. It's always going to exist here. But you don't have to live in it. You can rise above it.
Hmm.
You can rise above it.
Give so much thanks, gratitude. I don't want to take up too much time, but I do have two small questions. The first one, if that's okay, I promise it's not a lot. I hope. Well, I don't know because I was going to say you're the one that's giving out energy here, so it could be a lot. Well, if you're open to one or two questions.
Look, but give me one because I think you're, I think everybody else here, they're going to be like, listen. Yeah.
No, I understand. Okay, well, I'm just going to give the simplest one. How can I, or what are some, I guess, more so exact things that I can give to my ancestors and spirit guides as offerings that will allow them to feel like they are receiving and that I'm here listening and, you know, making things a little bit clearer?
I want to share something with you. And I'm going to do my best to share it the best way I can.
Mm-hmm.
You doing your work is the best offering you can give to them. But I'm not against having and keeping that connection open with our ancestors, because we should pay reverence to our ancestors. I think it's a must. I think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So what should you give them? What your heart is telling you to give them? Because here's the truth, and I know this is such a hard thing, but I'm going to share what I know and my truth as I know it now. They don't need anything from us but to continue to live, to elevate, and to grow as our soul calls us to grow. Acknowledging them is how we keep them alive. Acknowledging them is what keeps the circle of life alive. Acknowledging them. So when it comes to giving them an offering, I would say start with your intention. Give them an offering to let them know that you honor the path that they have for you. You honor when they share whispers with you or show up in your dreams or, you know, give you thoughts or, you know, you honor them for all of those things.
Right. Okay. I can do that. That's not hard to do. We can do that.
Yeah, you can do that. So I'm not against giving offerings to our ancestors, but not with I'm giving you offerings because I'm trying to help you out.
Right.
You understand?
I was told over the last few days that I needed to give an offering and go talk to my to give offerings to my ancestors. So I was like, well, first I was supposed to go visit a family cemetery.
I think that's a good thing to do, is to pay honor to our ancestors. If you got a picture, if you have a picture or if you want to, you know, put some flowers or, you know, maybe their favorite thing, you know, any of those things. I think that's a beautiful thing to put for the ancestors. I think that's a beautiful thing to do, and to keep the communication and the connection open, because our ancestors will help us, you know, in our personal lives. They really, really can help us, and especially when we're feeling down and sad, they are there to support and to, you know, help give guidance. Spirit guides will really help us with what we feel our calling or purpose is in the life, or things we want to work towards, you know, all of those things. The main thing is none of them are here to live our lives for us or to make decisions for us.
Right.
You know, we have to do that. Like that, you're not going to get away. You're not going to get around that. You're not going to get away from that. Like you here to do that. And you have the ability to do that. You should know that you are capable of making good decisions. You are capable of being in the leader, creator of your life. You understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I just don't want to be disobedient, you know, like, but I 110%
Listen.
Yeah.
Disobedient
true.
To who? Do you understand how we put ourselves into these, lock ourselves into these laws that don't really exist that way? You cannot disappoint your ancestors. You cannot. There's no way you can do that. They're not going to be angry with you, upset with you. Matter of fact, when they leave the spirit realm, you don't take your mind. I'm kind of on the fence. I think you kind of take your emotions, but they have a different understanding. But you don't take your mind.
Right.
You understand, but there is no disappointing. There is no disappointing. It is no upsetting. It is no, they gonna come get you. None of that. None of that.
Yeah.
It's none of that. It's not. And if you're keeping yourself up at night worried about that, then I don't know. Use it to your advantage. They gonna get your ass if you don't live your best life. Like, how come we can't be scared? Yeah. You want to be scared of something.
Yeah, they
got us. If you're not living your best life, they gonna get you.
Right. Yeah, I don't fear too much of I guess like those things at night. If I'm living in accordance to the ancestors and stuff, I just know that there's been a lot of times lately that I've been getting messages and I don't feel like I've always been, like I said, receiving it. But I receive you and I hear everything you say, and I don't need you to repeat it because I hear you and I feel you, and I'm going to go back and listen to this again. But I do understand, and I do. I hear you and I feel you, and I give thanks.
Yeah. That's it. I know you got it. You got it. That's it. That's the main thing I want you to take away. I mean, if you want to go around thinking your ancestors going to come get your ass.
I ain't worried about that. Like I said, I have other things. My mind is more fully occupied with than that, you know. So that's why I said the lighter question of the two, you know, because that was just like, just a little, you know, toss out just out of curiosity.
I'm glad that you think enough of yourself and your ancestors to make them proud and know that you are. And that's what I want you to see. See them cheering you on, because that's what they're doing. They're rooting for you. They're cheering for you. And they're there to support you. So that's important. I think that part is so important that we know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else get some time with you. I appreciate you so much. I'm sending you a hug.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Peace and love to you. And thanks for calling in. I'm glad you finally pressed one and you got on the phone.
No.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. Give thanks. Well, I took a whole nap because I came from Atlanta today. So I was up and ready. It was like, today's going to be your day.
Beautiful. Oh, well, I'm so glad you got it. And I'm so glad that you've been out on the, you've been on the highway. You've been on the highway running up and down. You know, you've been doing something. And that's it. And listen, and you have so much more. Get excited about your future. Get excited about all that is to come. Get excited about that. Yeah, you've only just begun. That's what I tell people. I only just begun. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. But I'm a late bloomer. So what do I know?
Yes. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your night.
You too. Thank you so much. Let me sparkle.
Sparkle.
Peace and
gratitude. All right, peace.
Wow. Listen, you guys, let me tell you this before we continue here. I want to let you all know that this is what I really am feeling, and I'm letting y'all know ahead of time. I'm really feeling like we might do that call this week. And what call am I talking about? The telepathic mystic call, that it might go down this week, because I want to get some information to you that spirit told me, listen, get ready. The call is coming. So I think it may be 20 spots left. I could be wrong. I don't know what you guys have done today, but last time I checked, it might be 20 spots left. If you don't have the Galactic E-File Volume 2, that also is with the telepathic mystic call, I would suggest you get on the phone line, that you get on the phone lines and you not get on the phone lines, you get to the website and you get it, and you absolutely get it. I'm so excited to be giving you this information. I'm also going to be talking about, I'm going to give you guys a worksheet that's going to go, kind of a worksheet step by step. Many of you have businesses and things you want to get started. I'm going to give you some best practices, and I'm going to give you a check sheet for some of the things for you to start checking off the list, going down the line, working on. And I'm really feeling like that call may be coming up like on the 11th. I'm really kind of feeling like that might be the moment. That might be it. Mm-hmm. So that's when we're going to do the cutoff, because I don't want to have to keep coming back giving the information to other people. But we'll see how we're going to work that. But I do want to put the link. The link is also on Instagram. If you click in the bio and you click digital magic, it will take you to the site. It's also in the blue room. And you can also scan the QR code there. I forgot about the QR code. You can just scan the QR code right here on the digital magic of the show, and it will take you straight to the site. But secure your seats, because it's going down. It's information for the month of July. Now, many of you have already shared how the information for the Galactic E-Files Volume 2 has been helpful. Many of you have already left your review. I would encourage you, if you have anything from the site where the digital products are, where the digital magic is, from the Lucky Blueprint, to learn how to enchant magic, from the Galactic Frequency Workshop, from H2O Spiritual Elevation, or the Galactic E-Files Volume 1, Volume 2, if you have the Astro Clearing Wave 1, and the Akashic Files, because the Akashic Files are open. The records opened up the other night, I told you guys, and so the information is there as well. So if you wanted to get that, get it. But also, please, please, please make sure you go back and make sure you leave a review on the site. That would do me so well. And yeah, but listen, we need to get ready to get out of here. I got a lot of things I got to get ready to get in order. I love you all. I can't wait to hear your comment towards the end. Make sure you come back and leave a comment on your top three takeaways. Maybe after the month of July, we'll do a drawing or something for some of the best feedbacks and takeaway. But leave a comment. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and also pass the show on and share the show as well. Put it out on your social media. Put it out on your threads, or if you want to spill it somewhere, you know, all that stuff. You want to tweet it out, you know. If you want to email it out, you know, I don't know what we're doing now. We're doing a little bit of everything. Shout it out, or all of those good things. Put it out in the blue skies, wherever you want to put it. Just put it out there. I would love you all so much. And don't forget to leave some feedback wherever you're listening to Planet Remix at, you know, whether you're putting it on when you're at home cleaning up, or you're working and have it in the background on your commute back and forth, or out and about in the cosmic streets, or, you know, just have it playing in the background. Lots of frequencies, activations in every share that we do. I love you all. I thank you all. Shouts out to the moderators holding it down tonight. Shouts out to Lola Falana. Shouts out to the brother Lance, and shouts out to Mr. Dante. Did an amazing job tonight. I love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. And make sure you keep that bell notification on, and make sure you're following us on social and subscribe to the channel, because I will be coming on whenever spirit moves me. So I love you all. Peace and love, soul family. I want you to have an amazing, wonderful, wonderful evening. Peace and